We're joined in the studio by criminal lawyer Daniel Freudman from Freudman Law, here to put Mel's fears to rest about cops with cameras.
Yeah, so there is a new police initiative being instituted, the Body Cam Initiative. What that is police officers in certain units, about 100 of them in total, will be wearing cameras on their police vest. This police vest camera will effectively record the officers' investigations and what they deal with on their shift, and it'll pretty much act as an eye. It'll show what the officer sees during his investigations.
Now, Mel is paranoid hold on. I'm just saying, she thinks that what this means is cops are going to be able to, like, bust you for everything now, and she's afraid.
I can understand in the grand scheme of things, overall, how this could be a good thing and how it could really help a lot of cases and help put away a lot of really bad people. But at the same time, I think that now it gives cops more incentive to bust people on petty little crimes like smoking not within 10 feet from a certain building. Like, they can come and bust you on that and hand you a ticket and be like, got it on camera. Like, just these small little things now. And cops have those quotas that they have to make too a day. So they're going to be looking for things to bust people on. Well, small little things.
The initiative is really directed solely at you. So all cameras will be on you, Mel.
That's what I'm saying. And we were talking about this earlier. The average person commits a crime, I'm doing quotes there, once a day. So now people are going to be busted for these stupid little things the cops should be out there really busting bad people.
Well, yes and no. Like, I understand you're saying sort of if an officer sees you jaywalking, then he'll try and make an arrest. But
Yes. Realistically,
these cameras are only turned on at certain times. They're turned on when an officer is responding to a call for service. So, for example, if someone calls 911 and requests help, or if there's a call about a break and enter in progress and they arrive on scene, the cameras aren't on 24/7. So only during the course of the investigation, if relevant information arises, at such time will the cameras be turned on. So the benefit of the cameras is really transparency. It's in most criminal cases, there's invariably some issues with credibility. Is the officer telling the truth, or is the accused telling the truth?
Right.
Was the accused given his rights to counsel? Was there a lawful search? Was excessive force used? All these issues will pretty irrefutably be resolved through a camera showing what actually transpired. So I think it will sort of go the way you're heading in some extent, but it'll also show a lot of accuracy in terms of what actually transpired during the course of an investigation.
Okay, I get what you're saying. I feel like, like I said, in the overall picture, this is going to do more good than it will harm. But at the same time, I think that the average person like me, like, think about the person tomorrow that's bringing their roadie on the subway with them, and they're drinking in public.
They're just driving around, just going around the street being
and
drunk.
And then the cab's like, is that all alcohol in your water bottle? And then Bussum gives them a ticket for public intoxication
this
or something.
This poor guy just wants to be drunk off his face at 9 a.m. I mean, who's to stop him?
Okay, I'm talking like noon, Daniel.
Well, in that case, okay. Well, that does change things. It's a matter of when the cameras will be on. Now, there's the invasion of privacy issue. Obviously, people don't like being recorded. People don't like thinking that at any given time, the officers will upload their video to YouTube, and that won't play out too well. But the officers are under a certain mandate to turn off their cameras at certain times. Now, realistically, when there's an investigation, the only time they really have to action a request to turn off the camera is when they're entering someone's house and the person has given them permission to enter that house, and then that person says, please don't turn on the camera. If, however, you're drinking on the subway at noon, as you apparently do, then...
thanks, Daniel. Thank you.
Oh, anytime. Thanks for having me here, by the way.
Oh, of course. Anytime.
So if that's the case, then you say, officer, you slur because you're drunk off your face, but you slur that you want them to turn off the camera, that they're under no obligation to comply. So... that being said, it's not going to end up on YouTube. There's a very rigorous process as to who can screen them, who can edit them, and what is done with these video footage after the recordings.
Okay. So it's not as public as I think it is.
Now, as a lawyer, do you think this is going to make your job harder or easier?
That depends what's on the video. I mean, if my guy's saying I was never at the scene of the crime, and then you see a video with him holding today's newspaper pointing towards the camera, then it's going to make my job a lot tougher. If, however, my guy, his accounts of events is corroborated by the video footage, then I mean, my cross-examination is just going to be showing a video to the officer and saying, did this happen? Officer will say yes, and there's pretty much the case. So it's going to make my job either a lot more difficult or a lot easier, depending on what happens.
Mm-hmm. Now, when anything like this happens, because when this happened, I thought immediately this is going to be a good thing, because what Mel is talking about, like those really bad dudes that are like trying to refute what the police are saying, it's no longer going to be their word versus the officer's word. It's just, we've got it all on camera.
We've got proof.
I thought this was going to be a big, like, positive thing that everybody would think was good. But do you find often when anything like this happens where there's a significant change in procedure that people are always worried about it?
Yeah, I mean, no matter what happens, there's always people who are against something, even if it seems entirely logical. There's always those people who say, well, this is a conspiracy, or this is going to make everything more difficult. Mm-hmm. From my discussions with officers, they actually aren't too pleased with the policy, because it really increases their workload. When they enter a report, mm-hmm. they have to review their footage. So if it would take, say, half an hour to enter the report, and then there's a 30-minute footage, that effectively doubles their workload.
They can't lie anymore.
Well, that's
they can't lie.
That's obviously what I was getting at, but I have to be diplomatic.
Yeah.
Also, there's, of course, the cost of all the data storage and the equipment that's going to run millions of dollars, and you're going to get the taxpayer outcry as to why is this money coming from us.
Huh.
Wow. Daniel, it is always great to have you in studio.
Daniel, you're so sassy.
I know.
I love
that's,
it.
That's what it says on my website. Daniel Freudman, sassy lawyer.
Thank you for coming on, boss. I can't wait to have you in again.
Yeah, great to see you guys again.